Now time to cross down to Crows coach Don Pike before this big clash. Don, how are you?
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are we going?
Not too bad. Were you expecting Nahas to come in and Magic Door to drop out?
Oh, we probably had a feeling that with the conditions, there might have been a chance of a late change, which they've obviously made. So, yeah, it's... We'll just adapt and adjust around it.
Now, did you have to consider anything with your team? Was there any contingencies if it was really, really wet?
No, not really. We were pretty happy with the side we'd picked, obviously, with Brad coming back in. Another really strong inside player who can get the ball outside as well. So we're comfortable with the group we've got.
You must be happy with Brad in terms of his form in the Sandfall. I heard you speak during the week with his training form. Was he going to come into the side regardless of Paul Seisman's injury?
Oh, look, we were probably at a point where we were looking for an opportunity to get Brad into the side. As I've said previously, you know, he's gone back not only from a training but also a playing viewpoint, and his numbers, not necessarily his possession numbers, but some of his running numbers, are, you know, really giving us a strong indication he's ready to go. So, yeah, obviously with Seeds being out injured, there was an opportunity there for him, and I know, having spoken to him, he's really keen and looking forward to getting out and amongst it.
Now, Marl, is the first quarter might be weather like you've got out there now, Don, and then from then on it's going to really come in. So a fast start will be critical. Can you manufacture things like that? Do you bring it to the guys' attention or just play the game on its merits?
We'll talk about what's likely to happen with the conditions. I mean, as you say, the indications are it could get a bit more blowy and wet throughout the night. So, you know, we'll have to be able to adapt and understand that, you know, the game will throw us different things. In terms of a start, obviously we'd always like to start well, but we're also really cognizant of the fact we're playing a high-quality opposition and what's going to be a big game. So we're prepared for the start and we'll bring what we'll bring.
I know this may sound silly or trivial, but that Sal Wesley's going to kick in after the first quarter, so it's going to be favouring the northern end. Did Taylor Walker and you have a chat on which way you go if you win the toss?
Yeah, we'll discuss that. We'll always sort of have a look at the wind direction and any potential changes. You know, clearly if we win the toss, we'd probably like to go with the wind, especially if it looks like the conditions might turn for the worse. Give us every advantage early in the game.
Is it, if the weather does come in, you talk about sort of modifying your game style a bit, is it more of you don't want to overpossess the ball, you're just trying to get it forward and becomes a game of yardage?
Yeah, look, it really depends on how it sort of plays out. If it becomes torrential, then clearly it is becomes a heavily contested game where, you know, field position and meterage going forward become important. If it's just drizzle, well, you can probably still work your way through it. So, again, that's really in the players' hands. They've got to make that decision as to, you know, what they're capable of and what the situation sort of presents.
Last one on the conditions and the weather. Do you have a rule on long sleeve jumpers, Don?
No rule on long sleevers.
Yeah, good call. Hey, are you a better team now, playing better footy now since round one when you lost to the Kangaroos, and where are you better?
Oh, look, I'd like to think so. I mean, we're always down the path of trying to continually improve, and I think our numbers in the last month or so suggest we've improved, probably in the area around our team defence. We've been able to restrict sides better than we were earlier in the year, so another great challenge tonight. We're playing another high-quality opposition who are in great form, and, you know, the challenges just keep coming.
How far away was that last quarter versus West Coast? We haven't spoken since then. I know you're concentrating on today. Away from your absolute total team footy.
Oh, look, it was a really good quarter of footy, and the real pleasing part about that quarter was, you know, our effort. It all started with our effort around the contest, and that really gave us the opportunity to, you know, get the ball into our half, and we're able to keep the ball in our half. So, you know, that was a good quarter of footy, and it was a good one to go into the break with. So, hopefully we can start the way we finished off.
If you had the rain coming down on your head now, Don? I've got the goggles on. Is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining out here at the moment.
Oh, boy.
We won't keep you too much longer. If you had your preference, would have you accepted the bye after sort of playing as well as you did? Or do you feel like that came at a good time to refresh the troops?
Oh, you never really know with these things. We knew it was obviously a bye. So, you know, it's given the guys an opportunity to get a little mental break, a little physical break. And, you know, talking to the guys even tonight, they're all reporting like they're feeling really good and they're up for it, which is what you want out of a bye. And it's important we come back out and get back into gear as quickly as possible.
Well, Don, you get undercover down there, mate. Get out of the rain and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Now let's have a big start, Bix.
Yeah, well, you're right. This is just...
We asked a lot of questions about the weather because you win the toss and go the wrong way, it could cost you. When that Sal Wesley kicks in, it's going to be favouring the northern end. As rain starts to fall now, we're about an hour away from it absolutely bucketing down. So the start is critical, Bix.
Well, Don talked about the modifications you make to your game plan. So if it's like this at the moment and there's gentle drizzle, you chip the ball around, you can still receive a handball, you can still pinpoint some passes. If it comes in torrentially, it is just a slog. It's get the ball forward, soccer it off the ground. So if you had a quarter with some breeze playing with just light drizzle compared to torrential, it makes a huge difference, like you say.
And no consideration whatsoever for the weather. He's got a team with versatility and balance that they can play in all weather. Are you happy with that?
Well, I think the key to it, there's two guys. I think Lynch and McGovern are the two that make it so important, so easy for him, because whilst they are a little bit taller, they don't play tall. McGovern particularly has got real speed and puts pressure on, and Lynch, he's not a big contested marker. He runs and just outworks his opponent rather than takes more contested marks overhead. So that ability there says, you know what, it's not about the height. And down back as well, blokes like Cheney in particular can play tall and small, which gives them some flexibility at the other end.
I was more thinking, I agree with you there, I'm more thinking a contested game, a lot of stoppage, a lot of contested ball, a Cam Elisharman, a big body. Another big body midfielder, and that was more where I was coming from. Would have you considered that?
Look, I don't think so. I think that who are you going to leave out? If you left out maybe a Douglas, I think Douglas, you know, you'd think this would suit him as well. There's going to be ball on the deck everywhere. He played up forward, kicked a couple of goals last week. I think that Brad Crouch, this suits him. It's not a, you know, Brad Crouch with his first game back, you'd hate to be playing on Etihad Stadium where it's an absolute lightning deck and he's going to be going it flat out from the start of the game to the end of the game where he might run out of petrol. This is just going to be a slog. There's not going to be a lot of sprinting. There's going to be a lot of three-quarter pace, a lot of hard running, but the real sting will be out of this, and I think that suits Brad Crouch.